Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, the sky hasn't fallen in. Now, you wouldn't think it looking at the front pages of the papers about Trump's tariffs, but we've all woken up this morning, at least, thank God. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, shock and awe no, is the headline. Ireland rocked by 20% tariffs. He wants pharma back in US. Taoiseach says no justification for a global trade attack. The Irish Sun on the front page, Donald Thump. Ireland will be hit with a 20% tariff on all exports to the US as Donald Trump last night targeted the European Union and also, of course, China and other countries as well, Japan. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, chart attack. A photograph of Donald Trump holding his chart detailing a range of tariffs he'll force upon nations all over the world. Donald Trump drove the world to the brink of a dire trade war after claiming America had been looted, raped and pillaged by foreigners for decades. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, we will never be back to normal, is the headline. The Taoiseach has warned TDs there will be no return to normality as US President Donald Trump announced sweeping tariffs of 20% on imports from the EU. The Irish Independent, Trump ignites historic trade war. Ireland and rest of EU targeted for 20% tariffs by US. Irish government fears recession from the changes. And the UK gets a better deal of 10%, which is going to now create trade issues at the border. And finally, the Irish Times on the front page. Trump upends decades of US trade policy with sweeping global tariffs. And that paper says that after Donald Trump unveiled his sweeping tariffs last night, attention switched to Brussels, where European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will this morning outline the EU's response to the Trump tariffs. That conference is happening around now or very shortly. It's a very early morning press conference from Ursula von der Leyen. So as you can imagine, a lot in the papers on the tariffs, a lot here on News Talk today. Full reaction on Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham and more reaction on News Talk Breakfast and Pat Kenny and Lunchtime Live. And I'm sure Moncrief and The Hard Shoulder and right throughout the day, lots and lots of reaction to it. I must ask Joe Lynham, did we get away with it on pharma? I didn't hear pharma mentioned. I did have to go to bed, but after that, I didn't see much on pharma. So I'll have to ask Joe, because we were terrified about what would happen on the pharma sector. I didn't hear it mentioned. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure Joe Lynham will tell us more on that. Anyway, that's the tariff story done. There's a lot of other things in the papers, not as serious, but still important, not least being the weather. So if you're looking for some good news this morning in the Mirror, we're told the hottest week of the year has just gotten hotter as temperature forecasts have risen again. So we were told of a high of 16 degrees on Monday. That rose to 17 on Tuesday. It hit 18 yesterday. And today we're expecting 19 degrees. And tomorrow we're expecting that to be a little higher. And Met Éireann's Michelle Dillon says that the sunny weather will definitely last all the way through to next week and even longer. She explained the country is locked into a warm weather system with conditions getting better day on day. It kind of feels like this is our weather now for the next while, because nothing is going to move this weather model. So enjoy it while we can. 19 degrees today. Looks like it's going to hit maybe 20 degrees tomorrow, it would seem. Gerry Ryan's daughters are in the Star today talking about a frightening incident, and this happens an awful lot of girls on a night out. Lottie and Bonnie Ryan say they had their drinks spiked at the same time. They were dancing at a nightclub with friends and colleagues when they say their bodies started turning to mush and they were left holding the walls to remain standing up. They've spoken about it on their podcast. And what they say is they were out dancing because they love the dance floor, and they stupidly, they say, put our drinks down and were dancing. Someone clearly spiked it, and it's still an issue that's prevalent in nightclubs across the country. So timely advice there from Lottie and Bonnie Ryan, both of them having their drinks spiked at the same time. Thank God they were together on a night out with a bit of a gang where they could be looked after. The Irish Independent tells us about a new initiative from the DSPCA. It's a new meet and greet space if you're going to adopt a dog. It's very, very cute. So the dog rehoming space has been established to create a more natural and relaxing adoption process for rescue dogs. It's a log cabin, and they're going to do doggy dating in there, where dogs get to meet their prospective owners in a comfortable, home-like environment. and then see if they gel, if the prospective new owner and the dog gels. A very cute idea there from DSPCA with its new meet and greet area. Celebrity Big Brother is on next week, I think it starts. And we have a Hollywood star going into the Big Brother house. It is Mickey Rourke, who's joining Celebrity Big Brother, apparently getting a seven-figure sum, and he's one of the biggest signings in reality shows history. The Sun tells us that he's going to be joined in the Big Brother house by Trisha Goddard. Trisha is the former daytime chat show host. Trisha, I certainly watched her when I was growing up. She's going into the house. Also, Patsy Palmer, Bianca from EastEnders, is going in. Who else is there? A lot of people I've never heard of. They're talking about Chesney Hawkes, the one-hit wonder, Chesney Hawkes. He might be going in. Also, Daley Thompson, Jack P. Shepherd from Coronation Street, Angelica Bell, and some other people I've never heard of, like Chris Hughes and Ella Ray Wise. So this is the lineup for the Celebrity Big Brother house, if you're interested in that. If you fancy a bit of escapism, Meghan Markle is flogging her wares, and the Irish Daily Mail is talking about this. The tills were ringing yesterday for Meghan Markle as she launched her lifestyle range, and it sold out within a matter of minutes. So she's released some products. It's called As Ever. That's the name of her product range. And they sold out within the hour. If you wanted to buy some, obviously you can't now. She's selling a saucepan for €361. She's selling honey for €25. It's wildflower honey for €25. Her raspberry jam is €12. She's selling a shortbread cookie mix for €12.90 and tea bags for €11.10. She's been immediately accused of using a common marketing ploy to help her range appear popular by stocking small amounts for the launch, so that you sell out and then get lots of media coverage. Although she's never short of media coverage, so I'm not sure she'd use that marketing ploy. She was also selling as well edible flowers. I don't know how much they were. The most expensive item I can see here is this copper saucepan for $391 or €361, which is fairly expensive indeed. Final story comes from the Times of London, where new research tells us that conversations are now strewn with polite phrases that try to conceal resentment or avoid awkwardness, research has shown. The Irish example of this would be that we don't say what we mean. So the Irish example will be, I will, yeah, which means no. There are some British examples in the papers today, and apparently these are coming up a lot in conversations. So if you say to someone, could I just squeeze past you, what they actually mean is, please move out of my way. If someone says, sounds fun, I'll let you know, that means I'm not coming. I've definitely used that before. If you say, I beg your pardon, it means I'm fuming. If you say, sorry, I'm a bit busy right now, means please leave me alone. If you say, no rush, when you have a minute, that means please hurry up. If you say, with all due respect, you mean you're wrong and here's why. As per my last email, actually means I already told you this. Sorry, could you say that last bit again? Is, I wasn't listening to a word you were saying. I hear what you're saying means I completely disagree with you. And not to worry means this is a disaster, but I'll pretend everything is fine. They're called politeisms, and apparently we all use them in conversations these days. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.